Well, Nelson Cruz, all of Baltimore was very, very concerned on Sunday when you got hit by the pitch and had to leave the game. You stayed in, you ran the bases, it looked like it was okay, and then you had to come out. All right, it's 2 days later. How is that hand?
Good, good. So far, it's good. You know, I hit already at the tee and soft top, and it feels great. So I'm the lineup, so hopefully I can do something good today.
I guess yesterday's off day was very opportunistic. Are you surprised at how quickly the hand began to feel better?
Yeah. Yesterday, it feels good. You know, I still feel like I tried to grab a bat yesterday. I feel a little bit. But today, it feels good. Feels good. So I think the treatment that I did yesterday and the day before and today helps.
Yeah, you've been swinging the bat so well. Are you concerned at all that it may have an effect on you during the game?
Hopefully, no. I mean, I try to straighten my approach. And when the game starts, you don't think about anything else. You just try to hit the ball. So hopefully it doesn't affect me.
All right, you are a very popular man here today. You're returning back to Texas where you played and starred for so many years. What is it like for you to be back in this ballpark as a visitor?
Weird, you know. We always in the home side. And now we're going to be at the other side. So it's going to be weird probably the first few innings. But like anything, you know, we try to move on, you know, hopefully. We do something good and win the game today.
You had so many good memories here, and you're building them in Baltimore now. And I guess in this day and age in baseball, it's very rare somebody stays with one team for their whole career.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, I guess. I mean, the teams try to do the best for the organization, you know, and they move players. So, like I said before, I understand it's part of the business, you know, and you got to move on also. So it's kind of hard to stay in one team, you know, one player, one team for a period of time. You know, and I guess that was my case.
You had so many big games in this ballpark. Are you looking forward to hitting here again?
Yeah, hopefully I get something good, like I said, you know. Try to stay in the present, you know, and don't get caught up in the situation or the moments. And, you know, just stay focused.
All right, you were such a big part of the Rangers organization for all those years. Now you're going to be in left field tonight, so you're going to be out there with the fans. What kind of a reception do you think you'll get?
Like I said, love, probably. Half love, you know. As a home team, you know, you always hear cheers and a lot of cruises and you know, we love you, Cruz. So I guess maybe the first few times that I go to here, they're going to hear that. If I do some damage, they're not going to love me that much. I mean, I'm here to win and contribute for my team and stuff like I do some good stuff today.
You have the perfect name. If they do boo you, you could just say all they're doing is saying Cruz. They're not boos, they're Cruz.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, the team, the bats broke out on Sunday. Everyone's been kind of waiting for that, contributions up and down the lineup. Are you pretty confident that this team eventually and hopefully sooner than later is going to hit its stride and really break out consistently?
Yeah, no doubt. I think just a matter of time, you know, that you see Machado hit it the way he hit it Sunday, you know. For him, it was more difficult than anybody. He don't got the chance to go to spring training, go through all that process to develop himself, you know, and prepare for the season. So I know he was working hard, make sure he got his timing back. And it looks like when he get the double first hit that day, it looks pretty good. His swing looks smooth, and he drive the ball. So I thought that was a click that he need.
You're batting third again tonight with Adam behind you. Do you like having that with the protection right behind you? They know he's a good hitter, and they more or less have to come at you?
I used to like to be in the lineup, you know. It don't matter where he's, you know, anywhere. I just want to be in the lineup, you know. And if they're going to pitch, they're going to pitch to you regardless of what. And the situation kind of dictates what they're going to do. So I used, like I said before, you know, stay in the presence and then go by bat.